Boom.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 all you entertainment holics out there in Radio Land. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of, you guessed it, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. Coming at you live each and every Wednesday, 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, only on LA Talk Radio Channel 1. For our Hispanic sister and brethren out there, that's numero uno. Don't ask me how to say Jenny's Real Talk on the Block in fucking Spanish, because I don't know. And I'm not doing it. But anyway, we are also syndicated on the following. Oh, Jesus. Now I got to read. This is a whole big different list now. They changed it up on me. Oh, yeah. So we're still on. We're on iHeartRadio. And hold on. I know we're on a big list of fucking things now. This is crazy. Hold on. This is nuts. Wait till I say it. Hold on. Where the fuck is it? Where did I put it? God damn it. I know I sent it here somewhere. Don't you fucking hate that shit? I fucking hate that shit. Oh, there we go. Here we go. What did I say? Okay. We're syndicated on the following. iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Google Podcasts, Amazon Alexa, TuneIn, Stitcher, Radio Line, and Spotify. So now I have to read a whole different fucking list and memorize a whole nother list. And I had that other one all memorized in my fucking head, but now I got to read that. Yeah, I got to have this one now. It is what it fucking is. But anyway, it's neither here nor there. I am your hostess with the mostest, Jennifer DeVoe, a.k.a. Jenny, and this is James Muse, a.k.a. The Muse. Together we are Jenny and The Muse.
All right.
Only on LA Talk Radio, Channel 1. All right. We are here today with Death on the Radio. Amazing band that we discovered at a concert that we did back in February for Valentine's Day weekend. Okay, yeah, here we go. There
Thank
we go.
You.
Now we're all on. All right.
Thank you.
Okay, now we can hear each other. Okay, cool. Sometimes I am high. Leave me the fuck alone.
You did it to yourself.
I know. But it's not quite time for Wasted Wednesdays with our buddy Casey.
Oh, no. I need to catch his
That's
show.
Later on. I think he's on at 5 or 6. I think he's 6. I think 6. I don't know. I'm sure Ronan will tell me in a magic letter, magic box on the screen that'll pop up. But, yeah, I don't know. Anything to do with marijuana is good with me, so.
All right.
Rock on. Hell yeah, right.
420 for life.
Exactly. So.
I'm going to have cannabinoid oil in my air tank.
CBD.
In my, you know what I mean? Just going to be
vaping into the car at all times?
No, into my oxygen mask.
Oh. Why can't we do that just in the car? Like, just have it. We might pass out. Never mind. Okay, let's not do that. Anyway. Let's not do that today.
Let me know when you're on the road when you're trying.
Right. let's see. Have we done anything lately? What have we done lately? Did we do anything this last week or so?
We've been on a hiatus.
Oh, damn. That's just sad.
Oh, you know what? Tonight, we can Stereo Love plays tonight.
Oh, and where do they play?
Oh, shoot. I don't know. That's gotta not... look on Facebook. Find out.
Well, look on. You can look on. You can look on Facebook.
It's a free show. It's a free show.
I'm kind of, you know. Hey, I can run things while you look on.
Let me just find out.
Oh, it's at the Rockaholic Karaoke with your host DJ Scumlove.
Yeah,
at Skinny's in North Hollywood on Lancashire Boulevard.
Don't want to go?
Sure. I don't remember the name of the band that's playing with them. Mm-hmm. So if you could find that out, that would be great. I just can't remember that part. But I do remember, because he sent me something in my messenger. And I shared it on my page a couple days ago. That's the only reason I fucking remember. It was recent enough for me to remember, because if it was like a couple weeks ago, I'm just
free.
I gotta
free
look
show.
Back through
it's
my
a free
messenger.
Show, no cover.
Yeah.
DJ Scum.
Yep. Yep. Everybody Scum Love. We love him.
Oh, he's such.
He's
such a
good
person.
Plays at 10.
He really is.
And Kelly Raven. Kelly Raven.
Oh yes, Kelly Raven. That's what it was. Kelly Raven. Yeah. Yeah, and this
Skinny's Bar, yeah. Skinny's Bar,
yeah, Skinny's
Lounge,
Lounge, yeah,
4923 mm-hmm. Lancashire Boulevard,
yep, yep,
in North Hollywood. That's not too mm-hmm. far from
that's
here.
That's the one. Yeah,
all right.
It's a great place.
It's a very good venue, and they, even though they wouldn't give us the time or day to have a show there,
right?
Anyway, but we're gonna go support the because it's their Stereo Love and Scum Love, and that's why we're going.
Yeah, let's support.
I don't know Kelly Raven yet, but I'm sure he's cool.
Cause
I noticed it was a dude. Cause I was looking on the Facebook page, and I did not know who the hell. Who Kelly Raven was, yeah. But I think it was a dude.
Well,
so.
Judd Steele, yeah. Judd and
cool. Rock yeah. on.
Jewel Steele been to a couple of our shows.
Yes, yes, Jewel. Oh, and Jewel is 21 now, yeah. So Jewel can play all of our shows.
That's right.
So I'm gonna invite them to come down and play Malone's with us.
Yeah,
nice.
November 15th. Won't it be awesome? I hope they're available.
I've been wanting to meet them for a long time.
Yes, they're good people.
So rad. Yeah.
This Judd. Judd's the dad. He plays drums, and then you got Jewel on guitar, and she sings.
Right.
And she's the lead singer, and then you have Lula, who is the bassist. Yeah.
Right.
Who's their her sister. So it's a daughter and father, two daughters and a father. I think that's really badass.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, and Lula plays bass and sings like harmony and stuff. Yeah,
awesome.
Really, she's really, they're really good.
I wish
they
I
really
was
are.
That when I was that age and like
they wrote
younger,
songs
you know?
In a goddamn car and recorded it or some shit and then sent it to me and I was like, this is really fucking good. That's what I'm saying. They do that shit. I've known them since Jewel was 18 and she just turned 21. So, yes, I'm finally, finally. That'd be awesome. That's going to be awesome. Let's see. What do we got coming up? We got coming up. Oh, next Tuesday at the Rainbow Bar and Grill.
Ooh.
No, next Monday. Excuse me. Next Monday. My bad.
Oh, Monday?
Monday, right. Monday. 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 At the Rainbow Bar and Grill. We've got Echo Vox at 9:30 p.m.
Mm.
We've got Calling Kings at 10:30.
Okay.
We got the Tragic Radicals at 11:30. And Black Terror plays at 12:30 a.m.
All right.
So Monday, July 22nd. Come on out. And we got Sunday, July 28th, at Petey's Place. We've got Wicked Star at 8 p.m. We Are the Black Things, 9 p.m. If I Fall at 10 p.m. And we need a headliner band. So if anyone wants to jump on for 11 p.m. on Sunday, July 28th, let me know, including you guys.
Should look at OD.
Including you guys, because I had a I had a band that had to drop out because some of their musicians had to go out of the country. So it's not you know, it is what it is. So we just need to replace the 11 p.m. slot. That'd be the headliners. So that's our upcoming shows that we got for right in this moment. We are currently booking for Friday, November 15th at Malone's down in Santa Ana. If you're a band from the OC, down like the Santa Ana area, Fullerton, San Diego, anything down that way in, you know, that's in proximity of there that you could get your people to come out and go to a really amazing show. 450 person capacity venue, two stages. They had a couple bars. They had it's a really amazing venue. Really is. It's really awesome seating. They've got a patio. It's a really great venue.
They even some nights they even have food there.
Yeah, some nights they even have food. And more than likely on a Friday they probably will. Or we can, you know, see if they don't, then we can get a
food truck,
see if they'll let us get a food vendor in there.
Okay.
Or a food truck, a couple food trucks or something area.
What is this venue again?
Malone's.
Oh, in Malone's.
Uh-huh, in Santa Ana. Yeah. So I figure if we'll see if they're going to provide food or they have a food person. If not, we'll get our own food people to come down there.
Okay.
That's not a problem. Okay. All I got to do is go on this website and they have access to like hundreds and hundreds and thousands of freaking food trucks, and you just put a blast. They put a blast out.
Well, they have. I think they have.
The people
kitchen,
start hitting you the fuck up.
So we don't need a food truck.
Well, I'm just saying if they have a kitchen.
I think they do.
Okay. Well, no, I have. They do have a kitchen, but I don't know if they're going to be serving food that night. We'll find out.
All right.
And if not, then I'll get a food person in there. You know, we'll see. But it's going to be awesome, right, as always. So if you're an OC band and, you know, especially if you're used to playing big shows, then hit us up. You can hit us up, Get Real Global Entertainment on Facebook or Jenny's Real Talk on the Block Facebook. You can hit me up, Jennifer DeVoe, DeVoe. Personally, it's a blonde chick on there, you know, which I'm going to go back to blonde, probably today, actually.
Oh.
Because, you know, I'm just getting bored with the brown. You know, I'm a blonde anyway. I just was trying something different.
Do blondes really have more fun?
Yeah.
I have fun no matter what fucking hair color I have.
Okay,
so it really doesn't matter, right? Exactly. Yeah, it does not matter. Hair color is a state of mind. It doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah.
Because if you're a fucking ditz, then you're a fucking ditz. Yeah. No matter what goddamn hair color you fucking have.
Yeah.
If you're retarded, I'm sorry, and I don't mean this to mentally handicapped people. I just mean you're a dumbass.
Just dumb, yeah.
You're a dumbass.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I love mentally handicapped people. And I have friends that are mentally handicapped. You know what I mean? And so I'm cool with all that.
I have a nephew with autism.
Exactly. Yeah. I have a lot of friends who have children that have autism. I have a friend that has Asperger's.
Yeah.
I have, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. No, but you know what I'm saying? Like, I have friends that have these different types of disorders. So, I mean, I'm, you know, I think that's badass.
Yeah.
Because they're actually cooler than, quote unquote, normal people. Exactly. And they tell the truth.
They do.
They're straight up honest. They're like, this is what the hell is going on. And, you know,
that's
I like
right.
that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
They
just have a totally different, like, attitude and perception
exactly.
of life, you know? Yeah.
But I just mean, I don't have tolerance for that stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if you're just stupid, then you're stupid.
Right.
It is what it is. Own it. I'm just kidding.
Exactly.
No, I'm just kidding. No, but the whole point is it doesn't matter what hair color you have.
Yeah.
If you're a fun person, then you're a fun person.
Right.
If you're boring, then you're boring no matter what hair color you have.
Yeah.
It is what
if
it is.
If you're a shithead, you're a shithead.
Exactly. If you're a total douchebag, then you're,
shithead,
you know.
Because of my hair, but you know what?
Like, I think you have pretty hair.
It. Thank you.
I think you have very nice, badass hair.
Thank you.
And you know what I mean?
I was out in the sun today. I was babysitting the most adorable kids earlier, and I took them to Echo Park.
Yeah.
And, you know, I obviously wasn't wearing this, but, like, yeah. So I just left my hair how it is. And I'm like, okay.
I think it looks badass.
Well, thank you.
You're good to go.
The whole thing that they
you got that rocker hair.
About
thank you.
Farrah Fawcett's hair, they always said, is because it looked like she just got out of bed and was ready to get back in. So. It's the same kind of thing. It's a little
look,
messy and sexy looking, and
yeah.
you know,
but that just, but yeah, that's the look. That's
yeah.
that's a thing.
That's the look.
You know what I mean? A lot of people do that. What was it? What was Goldie Hawn?
Goldie Hawn. Yeah.
Goldie Hawn's done it. Quite a few people have done it.
I
so
love
like
Goldie Hawn.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And if that and badasses like that do it, then fucking it's a good formula and follow it.
Or
follow
even,
it.
Like,
don't argue
Susie's
with success.
There
just
Susie and the Banshees. Like I love that kind of look. Too.
Yeah,
out there. And,
exactly.
You know,
I'm just not sure stuff. About the whole. What's her name? She did the in 10. You know, she did the corn. The
Bo Derek.
I didn't really like that necessarily on a white woman. On a white woman, some white chicks look badass with that.
Yeah.
Some white chicks do not. And I'm not saying, like, I mean, fit for the movie, what the fuck ever.
Yeah.
But anyway, it is what it is.
Yeah.
All right, so, oh yes. Anyway, go see, definitely go see Black Sabbath open for Quiet Riot on Saturday. I think it's a Saturday, October 26th at the Whiskey A Go-Go. I believe they play at 8 p.m., so make sure you get there in time to see them and some other really great bands, including Quiet Riot.
Right.
Ooh. They're headlining that bitch, so you need to go because Quiet Riot's badass. That's like 80s rock. That's the good shit.
Bang your head.
Exactly. The good stuff.
I gotta go.
Didn't we hear that yesterday? Go.
Yes.
Who did they have singing for him now?
Or Monday,
I don't know. It's so sad that he passed away.
Yeah.
I know. But I'm not sure who sings for them now, but at least they made a comeback. They're trying to do something. I mean,
making money.
It's like, I mean, it's like Journey. I mean, I know he didn't pass away. He just left the band, but they had to replace him. You know what I mean? And then exactly.
The perfect thing. I was in the Navy and I'd been to the Philippines.
Yeah.
And there are bands there that they will sound exactly like the record.
Isn't that awesome?
Exactly like it. And that's where they found
it. And
that
you might be able to get them for cheaper.
One of those Journey cover bands.
Yeah, exactly. And I thought that was amazing. And he just sounds so wonderful.
Perfect. Dead on.
Yeah.
He looks like him too.
Yeah. But it's just, he's so cute. And he sounds like, he's playing a concert, I think, or he just played at the Saban. Oh, it's coming up beginning of August. Playing at the Saban Theater. He's opening. But he's not playing with, it's not Journey, it's just him, the lead singer.
Right.
Yeah. I thought that'd be cool.
Could be interesting.
I'm trying to get on there as press coverage to see if maybe we can check it out. I think it's like August 3rd or something like that. But it looked like a good show.
Yeah.
But there's so many great shows coming up. Speaking of that, this is Death on the Radio.
All right.
Hi.
Death on the Radio. Hi. Death on the Radio. And what have you guys been up to lately? And what do you have coming up in the near future? Like, you got some videos coming out. You got some upcoming concerts. What are you guys going on?
We've got a lot coming up.
We have we're in the middle of. We have it about halfway finished. Recording to put out a new record.
Okay.
So that's been taking up a lot of time.
Okay.
And that's been taking place at SKR Studios in North Hollywood with Ian Down.
Ian Down.
Nice.
He's a good guy. Good,
he's amazing.
Great to work with. Wonderful room.
Yeah.
That's good.
Absolutely. And in August, we're booked three of four. So we have three
shows
coming up.
We got three
shows.
Yeah.
Nice.
In August.
Yeah. August 3rd, San Pedro
at
Harold's Place.
Okay.
With Third Rate. I think I've got it all.
This stuff. That's amazing.
Of course I know this stuff. I have to know this stuff. I have it
Someone
all down,
in the band has
you know.
To.
Yeah, I've got it like on flyers.
That's what I always do is I always make like a Samsung note.
Yes.
Or I do like I have like and then from there I make my flyers. Like I have to put certain things certain
I
places.
I made an album.
I gotta know what the hell's going on.
I made an album called Jenny. Like prepared for
I
today.
Love it.
Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah,
that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
that kind of shit.
I have to write down everything just like
and
what
I,
you
I have
right there.
I have my notebook.
Yeah. Yep.
Has all my every person that I'm gonna have on that I have on the radio show.
Yeah.
I have everything back here, and then in the front I got all my concerts.
Yeah.
I break everything down: the time slots, the date,
right.
The venue. And then, you know what I mean?
And Candy, Candy knows a lot about that too because she and Jerry, they've got
Demon Candy Productions, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, right. Okay.
So we're
get on that microphone.
Come on up. I have like five calendars in my house, all over the house.
Yeah.
With all the shows on them and then the lineups for those shows. And then we have like, we each have date books.
Yeah, because then you don't want to have to keep running from one room to the next, to the next, to the next. And then you're like, it's right there.
You put it on the wall in the bathroom, you're looking at it when you brush your teeth.
But see, that's cool.
What's going on?
I like that stuff.
Somebody who lives their job.
Very cool.
Yeah, live and breathe it. So yeah, we've got August 3rd show at Harold's Place with the P-Brains, Third Rate, Dead Babies.
Dead Babies.
We've never played there, so all those South Bay people, come on out. And
right, rock on. Hell yeah.
Everybody who shows up and pays admission and says that they came to see Death on the Radio, I personally will buy you a drink.
No,
there you go. There's incentive. Come on out, and I'll get you drunk.
Damn.
All right.
That sounds badass.
Hey.
But you got to say Death on the Radio.
You got to get
at
the
door when
I'm
you're paying
to
get in.
And Mr. Tim, effing fucking Reaper over here, he also knows how to make a killer Death on the Radio drink.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
You got a special drink?
I invented a drink.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh,
we got a call.
Yeah, that's where I'm going, where I'm going to try to do some sort of release.
We got a call.
Oh, cool.
You're on the air with Jenny and the Muse and Death on the Radio. Who are we talking to? Hello?
It's a prank call.
Uh-oh.
Hello, you're on the air.
Death on the phone?
Hello? Yeah, I guess that's not happening.
All right.
Anyway.
Maybe a dead baby or a dead ghost.
So, yeah, it's Jägermeister and Rumplemintz. and okay. Coca-Cola and a cherry.
Interesting.
You make it a little shot or on the rocks or whatever. I know it sounds, everybody I know said, oh, that sounds terrible. I hate Jägermeister.
Oh, you're on the air with Jenny.
I guess we lost. Hey. I tried to merge.
Is that Jim Manzo from several bands that I know, like Angelus and Black Sabbatha and SoCal Records and the Raz band? Yes, okay, there we go. I knew it.
But right. Also the host at tonight's jam at Petey's Place every Wednesday.
Yes.
The open mic, the longest running open mic in L.A. You can bet that for sure. We are the home of open mics. So come on out tonight.
Rock on.
Yeah.
Petey's Place.
Will you guys come out after your show or what? Come
on.
Petey's.
Yeah.
What time does it start? For the open mic.
What time does it start?
Huh? Open mic starts at 10.
Nice.
Mm. Okay. I have a grip of friends I'd be down to go and check that out. That's awesome. Jim, are you from Angeles?
Yes. Well, now he is. Yeah.
He's
now in Angeles.
Are you with my friend Gwendolyn?
Yes, Gwendolyn Casella.
Yes, that's my sister.
Shout out to Gwendolyn Casella.
Yes, Gwendolyn Casella. I love you.
Rock on.
My soul sister.
Yeah.
Love her.
This is Maxie from, actually, no, I don't know who Maxie is. Miss Maxine Murder from Death on the Radio.
I know who you are.
Yeah. Awesome.
If you don't know me on bass yet, you should come by my jam and you will.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Awesome.
He's in a bunch of bands.
Sounds like a date.
Two of which I manage, so.
Rad.
Rock on.
That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. How's it going, Jim?
Things are happening, right, Jenny?
Yes. Black? Yes, they are. They're going to be playing. What's that big tent thing you're going to be playing?
What's that
thing we were talking about? The big one you're playing. The big place.
Oh, well, the only thing we're really going to be doing big right now that you guys all want to worry about is October 26th, Halloween weekend. What are you doing? I know where I'm going to be. I'm going to be at the Whiskey opening up for Quiet Riot.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, then I'm going to be there to watch you open up for Quiet Riot.
Well, I expect my manager to be there at one of the biggest shows in the book. You know?
Exactly. So I kind of got to take that day off. I'll switch with somebody, you know, something, whatever.
Yeah.
I'll call out, I'm sick.
There you go.
I do have some business to discuss with you after the show, Mr.
Okay,
manager,
cool.
Devo.
Well, then I will call you, Mr. Manso.
Oh, well, hold on. I'm trying to get Sabbath on here. Hold on.
He literally put that on his business cards. Manager Jennifer DeVoe.
Nice.
Put Manager DeVoe.
I love it.
Lisa, are you there?
It's so fancy. Manager
DeVoe. Lisa, are you there?
Yes, I am. How you guys doing?
It's Lisa O'Neill.
Yay!
Lead singer of SoCal Records and Black Sabbath.
Yeah.
What's happening?
What's up?
How's it going, people?
We're doing good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I took a walk in nature today, and I was singing War Pigs.
Yeah, hell yeah, War Pigs. My favorite song by them. Fuck yeah.
You know, when you want to think about peace, I always think of War Pigs too myself, you know?
Well, it's just that while I was walking around, you know, there was like a crow, and I was like, yeah, and there was like butterflies and all kinds of really cool stuff.
You can say shit.
Oh. Fuck it.
Okay, I'll be
yeah.
Exactly.
Just fucking say it. Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna say it.
Don't forget, it's Jenny's show.
Yeah. Well, this is true. Right? That's all I want.
Exactly. Bullocks.
Something going on in November. You just hit me up with November 15th.
Yes.
Those. What's going on with that?
We're gonna have some really amazing bands. That's what we're planning on. Malone's and Santa
really,
Anna.
Really
you got two stages at that thing. Woo!
So they setting up while another group is playing. So you've like got a 5-minute window.
Yeah.
And then the next band starts up.
Boom! Band,
almost
boom,
nonstop.
Band, yep. Band, 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 band. Yep. Stage,
well,
stage.
That's
how street scene used to be.
Remember? If it's backline supported, it will be easy as fuck.
That's my plan is to get a backline for bands who want it.
Yeah.
I mean, I know there's going to be some bands who don't want the backline. They want to use their own damn equipment.
Well, that,
but we're going to have that available. I want to have it available at least.
Brought to you by Marshall.
It's a huge help.
Whatever.
Actually, that's a good idea. Let's hit up some music stores and see if we can get them to do that. Yeah.
Sponsorship. Yeah. Have them set up a kit.
Yeah,
they'll sponsor the whole thing for especially if we get some big bands.
Absolutely.
I'm trying to get Orgy.
Oh, nice.
I'm trying.
Okay.
Okay. We'll see. They might be too expensive. Well, they might be out of our budget.
Lots of fun's happening. You know, things are breaking down, and for the summertime, where we're having a good time in the hottest club in L.A. is Petey's Place. And let me tell you, it has been. Hasn't it been, Jenny?
Yes, Petey's Place is amazing.
We love Petey's Place.
Petey's Place. Shout out to Petey herself.
Yes.
We love Petey. That's a badass venue now.
Right, it's a good venue.
Absolutely.
That venue has really come up.
I played it a few years ago and it was fun, but
it has put
the lights in and they upgraded the stage and it's a pleasure to play there now.
Yeah,
it's
really, really nice.
It's way better now.
Everything's great over there. The sound.
Every Wednesday you can, so that's a cool thing.
Exactly. Yeah, Wednesday out at Petey's Place.
Wednesday you can get booked.
Yeah.
Well, let me give it real quick on this one because there's confusion when you come.
Yeah,
because
we got to get back to the band. Yeah, so let's do quick.
Well, listen. I want to go over all your fans that do show up. That when you do come out down to Petey's Place for the open mics on Wednesday, look at the list. It says your name, then the song, and then the bandmates you want to have on that list. We're gonna do one song each, okay? Just like everybody else does, one song each. Go get yourself a drink and get back on the list. Make it fair for everyone.
Okay.
Sound pretty simple?
Right. Yeah.
Does that sound simple?
Very simple.
Yeah.
Okay. I had to go over that real quick. You know,
right.
I can understand
we're gonna do this. I've been back, so that's all.
All right.
For that moment.
Well, any other upcoming shows you guys got real quick before we go back to the band?
First at Petey's Place. That's why I'm bringing it up.
August 1st,
we'll be there.
Okay.
Thursday, August 1st at 9 p.m., we're going to be doing our whole show there, Jenny.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah, songs we're introducing, so.
What time do you play?
It's going to be fucking awesome, actually.
What time do you play?
9.
At 9?
9?
You're going to want to just. Yeah, it's a mystery right now for you guys. Everybody's going to want to see what we're coming up with.
All right. Awesome. All right, so August 1st, Petey's Place.
To know, but you got to call me after you get off the air so we can
I will do that.
Band business.
I will do that. Right. We'll talk then.
Jenny on the block. You rock.
All right, bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
Have a good one.
Bye. Thank you for calling.
Nice virtually meeting you.
They're awesome.
That's amazing.
All right. So let's talk some more about Death on the Radio. How did you guys come to be a band? Like, what year did you form? How did everything come to be together for the four members,
right?
That you have now?
I'm going to pass that on to Roger. Okay.
Yeah, because
Let's introduce ourselves.
Yeah, let's introduce ourselves.
I'm sorry.
Let's introduce ourselves and what we do in the band.
Hi, okay. I'm Tim Reaper, and I'm the drummer, and I scream into the microphone sometimes.
Sometimes, yeah. I am Miss Maxine Merdel, and I do some howling and screaming and singing, and I am the vocalist and violinist for Death on the Radio.
Yes,
and
very amazing.
Candy here is our stage manager
and our
drum tech extraordinaire.
Hi.
Drum tech extraordinaire.
When the show is going on,
I've seen this woman.
I try to make
Candy
it happen. Her name is Candy Graham.
I've seen this woman. I've seen her in action. She's badass.
Yeah, she is, isn't she?
Yeah, she is.
I try.
She jumps right on it.
She owns it.
Not just teching, but also... You know, she really participates.
Oh,
like,
I've seen. She's awesome.
And it's really great. Like,
I love
it. Really necessary and needed. So I very much appreciated it.
She's
too.
Great.
Well, I'm just a slave for you guys. I'm just a slave for them.
Yeah.
They say jump, I pull out a trampoline.
And who are our two missing members?
Danny Death is our guitarist.
Okay.
And Evil Powers is our bassist.
Nice.
Founder.
So,
yes.
Originally, just quick backstory because it makes a little sense here. Originally, the band was started out as the Modern End, and they were actually kind of punk, but with acoustic guitar, kind of almost like a folkish version It was all hand drums and stuff.
Oh, interesting.
And then okay. Lee, his wife, was singing, and Lee started playing bass, and they went full electric.
Okay.
And Lee basically didn't like the name, couldn't handle the name Modern End. He just thought it was a little too docile. So somehow between them, they came up with Death on the Radio.
I think it's badass. It's a great name.
So it fell out, and the guitarist and drummer went away, and they got me and Danny.
Okay.
And then when there was a separation, anyway, that particular lineup broke up, became dormant. And we started to come back in a little while ago with the original singer, and that just didn't work out. And we were really at a loss because it's so focused on having a certain type of energy and personality in front of the band. The band is great and tight, but that's not – we're there to support what happens up front.
Right.
And so we looked around, and I actually just kind of happened across Maxine and was talking to her one day, and we just got to talking about things, and she had been talking about having the courage to pursue some of the other things she likes. So I just, you know, asked her, like, one of those things wouldn't happen to be singing, would it?
Yeah.
And sure enough, it was.
Thank God, right?
When she came in, she was so prepared. She was ready. And right then we knew, like, okay, she put the time and the effort into it. There's something here. And over the first couple months, we just worked it in, and we had to figure out how to make it Maxine's band and fit and still have the same sort of energy. And she just came in and fucking owned it.
And I like that.
She gets better every show. She just gets better.
Oh, yeah.
She's done shit at shows that I didn't even see her do. That, oh, yeah, she poured a drink on herself on the dance floor. I'm like, really?
That's awesome.
It. That's fucking great.
I don't do any of the stuff live, like when we're at rehearsal, I'm just like, you know, kind of plain Jane and really more focused on my vocals and wording. And then at live shows, like, they don't know what's coming. And I don't even know what's coming until like the night of.
It's so fun.
That's awesome.
It's so fun.
But that's more organic.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's more real. Do you know what I'm saying? If it's all rehearsed sometimes, it's just not, it's the same thing over and over and over again, and then you just get bored with it.
Right.
Yeah.
But
if
you do it different every time, and you just are totally organic with it, and just go with the flow, and just do something, like, just spontaneously.
Right.
You know what I mean? Then it's just more fun.
For you and
the audience, and people who come to see you every time. Right. They never know what to fucking expect. These are regulars that see you all the time.
I love never having the same set list.
Right.
Having the same set list.
Different set list every time.
Everything. List that you go back to. Like, let's go just do the standard. No. Let's never have a standard.
Right. Always
let's
do something
wondering
different.
What song are we going to cut and what song are we going to play that they haven't heard in a while?
Exactly.
Push.
Yes.
Yeah. What can we do to excite everybody that we're going to see? You know what I mean?
Do something different.
We celebrated our friend Dulé's birthday at Cafe
so
Nelly. We had such a great show.
Oh.
Yeah. And I just happened to have some lube in my purse. And I also was coming back from a, I was with Jack Grisham from TSOL, and we were shooting like one of his videos. And so I had just arrived in a white dress for the video. And, you know, I'm just going out into the floor and the audience just pouring the lube with one of the songs. And like, it was just like, okay, just go with it, you know, and have fun and still singing. And it was fun. It was a great time, you know.
And where are you pouring the lube?
You know, I just on
you?
Me and then just rubbing it up against Dulé, our friend at the birthday, and just other people. Yeah. And you know, then Candy joined in.
Kind of got a lap dance.
You definitely need to play my show in November. You need to.
We're there.
I want to make this different.
We're totally there.
Maybe I should see if Glitter Trash wants to come
too. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we played with
because
Glitter Trash.
Yeah, on that show that I did in February.
That was fun. That and Kung Fun.
Yes.
That was such a fun show.
Maybe we should get on.
My band is no longer, but you know.
Damn.
But you're in other bands, too.
I am. I am Tardo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tardo. Yeah.
We put you on as an opener.
Yeah.
I'll open for you.
Kick
anyway.
That shit. Kick that shit off.
You'll open for any time. Is that what
you just said? Not the first time I've heard that.
We like to get a little freaky deaky, you know? Yeah.
Hey, well, don't we all?
Yeah. But something else I wanted to add, too, that I thought was amazing is that, you know, I know the guys came up with death on the radio because death means, you know, in Lee's words, death means change, you know?
Okay.
And at that time that the band was created, mm-hmm. you know, like, of course, the guys and everybody's just tired of, like, the fluff that's on the radio, you know, like, the same old shit, the same old stuff. And so, want something different. Want something different. And that's what we really try to aim for and shoot for is,
like
different and change and, like, variety.
Well,
you
I don't hear a lot of life on the radio, but I hear a lot of death on the radio. I don't hear that fun, cool stuff that is innovative and moves forward. I hear the same old drone.
Once in a while,
someone pops up. You're
right. You know, like on K-Rock.
Right.
I think K-Rock has some of the best different type of stuff.
They pull a lot of local bands. A lot of, like, Interrupters totally ran the whole K-Rock route and got looked at simply because of their local show.
Yeah.
They were so popular on that local show.
That's why I'm trying to get I'm trying to get more exposure for bands like Potty Mouth and some other ones that are really amazing that really should be on bigger stuff. Exactly.
Right. Love that.
You know, so if we can get more exposure for like you guys and for Cunt Punch and Glitter Trash and all these different types of bands that are just amazing out there. There's so many good bands in LA.
So many.
And it's, they need more exposure.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, you know what
I'm saying?
I think that's a big thing.
I think it's a big thing to just support each other out here. You know what
I
mean? And especially like,
I hate
you
that backstabbing, like, we're better than all of you.
Yeah.
No, 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 we don't want to hear that. We don't want to hear that. Take that bougie shit down the fucking street.
Right. It's a team game.
Yes, it's a team game. I think every band should support each other.
Yeah.
When I go out to shows, I'll go to Neela, right? Now, I could just walk into Neela. Dave and everybody knows me.
Right.
I could just walk into Neela anytime.
Yeah.
I always stop. What's covered, Dave? $8? Okay, here. Because that's supporting each other.
Exactly.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I could pay $8 to go in and see four bands.
Yeah.
Right.
Hell yeah. I can afford to do that.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't I?
Exactly.
And even like, you know, if there's something going on in my life and my schedule, I can't make a show. Like, I want to share the shit out of their event or their show. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or like spread the word or something. You
at
know?
Least,
like,
at least be supportive of your friends and the and your friend, your band, your friends' bands.
Yeah.
Like,
and
you know,
the bands you run into because of those friends' bands.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right, exactly. We're all in this tribe together.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not easy. So.
I don't like it when, especially when some of our concerts, and I've seen this happen, and I'm not going to call out any names, but I've seen it happen. Like, you know, if you got people to come out to see your show, you always want to get them to come early and stay late so that way they can support the other bands,
right?
Yes.
If you're a real band, if you're a real professional and you really are supportive of each other, then you'll do that.
Yeah.
Now, what I hate is when a band comes and they come, they for their set, they show up right for their set.
Yep.
They do their set and
then
they leave.
And then they leave. Yeah.
And
then
all their friends with them.
Yeah, and their friend and their friends come right when they show up and when they leave.
Right.
No. No, it doesn't work like that.
It's not even good for the venue because it's still only a little bit a piece. Okay, so everybody comes in and buys a drink. But if you get that band, if you get all those people to stay for the other bands,
drink,
well then they're buying two or three.
Yeah.
Drinks
I'm
going to
start making it
more
mandatory for two drinks. Like, go fuck yourselves. So that's what's going to happen right now.
Absolutely. Because
you're
going
to have to do two, but you have to buy two fucking drinks. I don't care if you're there
five
fucking
minutes.
5 minutes.
You buy
two goddamn
two
fucking
drinks,
Matt.
Two fucking drinks.
We don't have time for this bullshit.
No time.
Because we're trying to get business for the bar also.
That's right.
Exactly.
But the whole thing is exposure for the band.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're not there to see the other three, four, five, six fucking bands that are on the bill, if you're not there and your friend and your people that are there to see you aren't there to see the other bands, how would you know who else you could play with in the future?
Right.
You want to put a show together in the future? How the fuck are people going to know about these other bands and how amazing they are?
You don't even know how that show you just played went.
Exactly.
Right. All you know is, I went in, I made these mistakes, or I was great, blah, 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 and then I drove away.
And then I left.
Right.
And I have no idea how the band performed it, and how was the show
as a whole? We got three songs to play.
Oh, awesome.
We've been talking all this time. Oh, but hey, I mean, let's play some songs. All right. I got, what is it, All Fours out of my head, and we are all... Good. I can't
We're
see the
gods.
Whole names. We're all gods. Okay.
These are all unreleased. These are the actual secret master mixes of the latest recording session with Ian Downs.
So. Nice.
This is super
This
exciting.
Is the first.
We're a premiere.
What order do we want to play these
Go ahead and play All Fours first. Play them in the order you got it right
okay,
there.
Let's,
be great.
Let's do this.
All right.
We're going to play three songs.
Candy's butt hurts just hearing this song.
I hope you guys enjoy. This is very exciting.
We're
going to
play three songs and some little blurb thingies in between. But we'll be right back. Was this All Fours?
Yeah.
Literally just All Fours. I was going to say On All Fours? No, it's okay. All Fours.
No, that too. It is on all fours. Yeah.
Anyway, All Fours by Death on the Radio. Jenny's Real Talk of the Block, LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, and iHeart Radio.
Nice.
We'll be right back. Bell Babe Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at mbmmusicllc.com. That's mbmmusicllc.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
Books that make you laugh, books that make you scream, books that make you hope, and books that make you dream. What's on your bookshelf? Discover the books that make you who you are on booksthatmakeyou.com. Read book reviews, meet the authors who pour their souls into the books you love, and enter to win bookish prizes. If you're a bibliophile, then Books That Make You is your new best friend. Visit booksthatmakeyou.com or find us on Insta and Facebook.
Hey, this is Carlton from the band Orgy, and you're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, and iHeartRadio.
Hey, this is rock star Sonia Harley, and you're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, and iHeartRadio. Mwah!
Hey, this is Jay Gordon from Orgy. You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio, Channel 1 and iHeartRadio.
Hey, this is Amy from Fallen Fury, and you're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio, Channel 1 and iHeartRadio.
That's just a plug from a few of the bands that have been on our show over the years, the last, well, two. Almost 2.5 years that we've been on the air, so.
Yes.
All right, well, here's a shout-out to Mimi in Chi-Town. What up,
what's up?
Mimi.
What's up, Mimi?
Love you, too, by the way. Love you, Dilly Briggs and Dilly, Sasha George. And Sasha hey, George. We love up? You guys. Ah. Fuck yeah, we love Dilly Briggs.
I love her.
Hell yeah, she's a good person.
Nice. Uh-huh.
And Ray Earls, what up? As all well right. as what up to Psycho John and my brother Nathan Young from Young World Productions.
Shout out Nathan.
They're in a band. They're in a band along with Bill Manspeaker from Green Jello.
And Jordan Grubb.
Yes, yeah. Jordan Grubb.
Awesome.
And Jordan Grubb. Shout out little to all
pig,
of you guys.
Pig.
There's so many guys. Jesus Christ, they have a 840, 880 goddamn members of that fucking band.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. But they're they got Crazy Crazy Fest. No, not Crazy Fest. Jello Fest. They got Jello Fest 333 coming up in was it September, October, some shit. I'll go look. Hold on. There's too many concerts. What you guys got coming up besides all your shows? You got the one you said before.
So August 3rd at Harold's. We've got we're gonna be playing at Nayla for Buko. Buko's from Swords of Fatima.
Okay.
And we're playing this awesome event at Cafe Nayla, which is sadly closing soon. And so we're going to just...
Oh, damn.
I know. If you haven't been to Cafe Nayla, you need to go. It is...
God
that
damn.
Place is the shit. And so we're playing there August 10th with The Great Sadness.
Right. That's 10th at Nayla.
I don't know who else is playing with us just yet, but that's called Joan of Rock.
Joan of Rock.
It's going to be awesome.
Sweet.
And then August 23rd, we're playing with The Terpenes, also at Cafe Nayla.
Right.
And Spare Change, which
Candy will be opening
in.
Up with Jordan,
nice.
By the way.
Jordan
I love Jordan.
Jordan and
Jordan's
Candy
badass.
Yeah.
Him in his little van. His little tour bus.
He's got a heart
it.
Of gold. He's
we drove in that. We rode in that tour bus for many miles. I love that guy.
Yeah?
Oh,
I love
yeah.
that guy. Yeah, he gave us a ride home one night or something, or to the nearest like
bus
depot or some shit.
Oh, wow.
That was badass. That was quite a ride.
How cool.
No, I didn't write. No, I like to live life on the edge. But anyway,
I love
anyway.
It. We're also playing a show September 28th at the Maui Sugar Mill, which is through
Demon
That's
Candy,
Demon Candy
Productions. Yeah.
Right. We're going to be playing with, let's see if I
That's
can just
That's a good
pull
show,
this up.
Actually.
The Terpenes,
yep.
Salty Cova.
Yep.
Disgusting,
nice.
Disgusting in the
rodents.
And Death on the Radio. It's going to
yep.
be a great time.
Nice.
Maui Sugar Mill. We love it there too. We love. We
now
love
that's going
everywhere.
To be my death day celebration.
Yeah.
Also, so my birthday is the 25th, so we're going to play that show up.
Wow. Oh, shout out to 56 Gallows as well.
All right. Hell yeah.
They're a badass band. Yeah. Hey, you gotta do that. People pop up on your feed, you know. Oh, cool. At least they said hello to us. We should at least say hello back. Now, where can people find you on social media and websites and whatnot?
Well, we are going to start up a website. That's something that we do need.
Deathontheradio.com?
Yes, or just death.com or something. We're figuring it out. Yeah, we're figuring it out. But we definitely...
D-O-T-R?
D-O-T-R.com.
Yeah.
Death on Rant.
We're re-upping on our merch. We've got buttons right now. We're going to re-up on patches, shirts.
So it's everybody here.
Yeah.
So we got patches.
We got patches.
You can sew them on your jacket, you know, especially if you're a punk rock motherfucker.
Yep.
Like we always did in the back in the day. You know how many patches I sewed from different bands I sewed on my motherfucking jacket? Too many.
You
should have
brought it.
I had my jean jacket. Oh, God.
Where is that jacket?
Long gone. I need to make a new one.
Yes.
I love jean jackets.
I love jean
And so we got some pins.
We got some pins.
Yeah. Little pins.
All
see?
Thanks to our guy, Ruben Cervantes. He's also in Third Rate. We're going to be playing together
Do you guys do t-shirts as well?
Yes. Okay. Yes. And he's working on shirts for us.
And so you're going to make a merch store like for your website and stuff so people can get your stuff?
Okay, yeah, cool. Absolutely. Shirts. We're probably going to be coming out with more stuff. Maybe shot glasses.
Maybe shot glasses.
That would be cool.
Nice. Idea for the drink.
It's a good idea. Nice. Yeah.
I'm working on that too. And picks. Do guitar picks.
Oh, yes.
Guitar picks, shot glasses, whiskey flasks.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Like the flask for the alcohol. Yeah. And just little things like that. I'm working on that.
I kind of want to start a line of whips.
God damn it.
Ooh,
and like cuffs. Like death,
oh, dude.
Death on the Radio.
Man.
I know. I hope no one steals this idea right now because I haven't, you know, it's
You're
not
making me
want to
steal it right now.
Yeah. I know.
No, totally. Just but, do, no, do it.
Yeah.
Especially the fuzzy
like
cuffs.
Fuzzy cuffs.
Oh, shit. We got it. Okay. Well, we're going to come to an end. But
man.
I know.
That went by way too fast.
It really does.
We're going to have to rendezvous after
We need to bring you back.
We'll bring the whole rest of the crew in here, too.
Yes. Yeah. We'll bring you back for sure.
Yeah, because we're missing, you know, half our crew. Next time. Yep. Yeah, this went by too fast.
That's why I want to make sure everybody knows where to find you so they can find your music.
Yes.
Facebook.
Are you on like a band camp? You on SoundCloud? What are you guys on? Where can people find you?
We're about to be.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
All right. So stay tuned. So what's going to happen is when you guys come back,
we'll have a record.
We're going to have a full record by that point.
Yep.
Yes.
And then, maybe we'll have videos.
Yep.
Videos,
something
yes.
like that.
That's
maybe
a whole
we,
other
Maybe
thing.
We should start doing like, you know, like you're talking about production stuff. Maybe we should start producing some videos and shit.
Oh, that would be fun.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's very.
There's some really good directors in town.
Yeah.
You could hire. I know one. Matt Zane from Society One.
Uh-huh. Oh, shit.
He does videos for a lot of different bands, a lot of different people, including Fate Destroyed. So a lot of stuff. I don't think he's too expensive. I mean, he's really good.
Well, we'll check.
He's
that
amazing.
Out.
Yeah, we
really
need
is.
To get on that, and we will.
Matt Zane Productions or something like that.
Awesome.
Lord Zane Productions. He's really good, though.
Okay.
He's really good.
Fantastic.
Well, I'm friend on him on Facebook, so I'll just check it out.
Yes, check it out. Awesome. He's really good. He does amazing work. He's definitely worth the money.
Okay.
Plug for him.
There you go.
Yeah.
We love him. He's done some of the Fate Destroyed videos and things like that. He's really good. Very creative. Awesome. But we want to thank you guys so much for being on the show.
Thank you for having us.
Your songs were amazing.
So much fun,
I love
thank
that.
You.
And you
thank
guys
you.
Are a lot of fun. And well, we ask you to come back. That's always a big thing.
Yeah.
It means we were like, yes, no, come back. But, you know, any of our bands and authors and celebrities and whoever are always welcome to come back.
Yeah.
So.
As soon as you finish your record, come on back.
Yeah, hell yeah.
That
way we can put out more songs.
Yeah, we can play more records.
But I do want to feature you on my other radio show, Jenny's Real Rock, on Rock Rage Radio.
Ooh, yeah.
So I'm going to put that out as well.
Nice.
Awesome. Yeah.
We'll use some snippets from this video, and I'll use it for my YouTube stuff as well.
Oh, cool.
Thank you.
Or put this whole thing. Actually, I'm going to put this whole video on my YouTube channel. So go to our YouTube channel. Nice. Get Real Global Entertainment. You can find all our videos from our concerts, as well as our broadcasts from this show and some of our other side interviews that we do. But come on back. Check us out next Wednesday. We're going to have, I believe, which band was that? Hold on. Give me a second. One second. Quick. God damn it. Next, Hollywood Nightmare.
Oh, nice.
Hell yeah. Really great band. And then we're going to have the week after, on that's July 24th. Week after, July 31st, we have Deaform.
Cool.
August 7th, this is a guy I manage, Mortis, the Devil's Reject. And the Mortis and the Mortis Dolls will be there as well. That's Lillian Sin Voodoo Kitten.
That is sound
And Cinder, Lady Cinder. So I'm going to check that out. And then, so it's going to be a great time the next few weeks. But we want to thank Death Row on the Radio so much for coming in and being on our show this week.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you to the Muse for being an amazing co-host. As always, we will be back next week with Hollywood Nightmare. Stay tuned for more.
Thanks for tuning in.
Bye.
Boom.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.